مرحبا، أهلا وسهلا فيكم بالقلعة بودكاست، بودكاست السيادة الفردية. بهذه الحلقة عم بستضيف ثلاثة بيتكوينرز، كل واحد من باكراوند مختلف، كل واحد عنده خبرية بده يخبرنا إياها، كل واحد خبرنا كيف وصل على البيتكوين وليش هو بالبيتكوين وشو أهمية البيتكوين بالنسبة له. فبهذه الحلقة رح تتعرف هيك على الإكسبيرينس تبع أشخاص عاديين مثلي ومثلكم فاتوا بعالم البيتكوين، وحاولنا نجرب بطريقة أو أخرى أنه نفرج العالم أنه خيال الله حدا فيه يفوت بالبيتكوين، والبيتكوين فيه يكون شيء كتير مهم بالنسبة لخيال الله إنسان، وخاصة بالنسبة للبنانيين. فإن شاء الله تكون الحلقة حلوة وإنجوي. Welcome everyone. كيفكم؟ ماشي الحال؟ أول شيء it's a good day اليوم للبيتكوين، وصلنا ل 20,000. It's 20k day. يعني this is the first time we surpassed this number ever since Bitcoin's inception. واليوم معي بحلقة القلعة بودكاست حبيت أجمع هيك شوية لبنانيز بيتكوينرز يخبرونا شوية عن their experience with Bitcoin. How did it change their lives يمكن، أو what do they find interesting about it كل هالقصص. فرح خلي كل واحد يحكي عن حاله، خبرنا كل شوي عن نفسه وليش هيك بلش في بيتكوين و what made him get into it. فرح نبلش معك مارسيل.
Fine. Hi everyone. My name is Marcel, but I think most of you know me as Marco. Actually, is my nickname on my daily life as well. So if you didn't know, but anyway, as you guys know, I'm a founder of Bitcoin Dulu, and I think I'm one of the most outspoken Bitcoiners other than you, Thomas Akidi. We're all over the place.
Me.
But how did it all start? Honestly, I was searching a ways to make some money. You know, for many years, أنا عمري هلا 35 سنة basically, and I've been working for over 10 years. You know, the rat race, working from 7 or 8 p.m. to 5 p.m., 6 p.m. I was looking for ways to invest my money and generate some more extra income. All right, so I look into ventures and to shops and to many things. Like, okay, بدي أفتح محل حلاقة بصراحة. وأنا ما خصني because I'm a pharmacist, so it's kind of totally different from my major, but I was interested in opening something new. But I didn't like the situation in Lebanon. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. It was really difficult because people are really moody. It's like they go with the trend. فجأة بيحبوا شي هون، فجأة بيحبوا شي هون. You have this trend of boost and bomb. So I think like 3 years ago, somewhere in the late 2017, my cousin was like into trading. البورصة وستوكس وهيك، وخبرنا عن بيتكوين. قال لي مان بيتكوين، في شيء اسمه بيتكوين، you have to invest in بيتكوين. I was like okay بيتكوين. Let's see what it is. كان حقا وقتها يمكن شيء I think 10,000 أو 12,000. So I started reading a little bit about it. وفجأة it started jumping to how much؟ 17, 18, 19,000 دولار. I literally FOMO'd in. I was like take my money. 19,000 dollars basically. But since like then, you know, Bitcoin was really less a little expensive, let's say. That's what the people usually say when they start Bitcoin, and it's really expensive. So it's something like I think everyone does at the beginning. So just looking for new Bitcoin, I started investing in shitcoins, looking for gems, something that can boom, something that can revolutionize the whole world in أول وجديد, because you know I missed the train of the Bitcoin. So I think fast forward to 1 year later, I lost majority of my money because I invested everything in shitcoins, scrap coins, and because I didn't understand Bitcoin. And then I started reading and doing my own research. Avoid all that marketing and all the bullshit, honestly, that's happening online right now. Skip all the hype ideas, beautiful videos that pop up every second on YouTube, and don't listen to those YouTubers that are searching for clickbaits. Yeah, no, كل شوي بقول لك مليون دولار وهاي ده بيعمل لك ما بعرف شو. No. And I actually dive into economics and books. واكثر شيء فتح لي عيوني يمكن I dropped into the rabbit hole of Bitcoin is thanks to Saifedean Ammous, honestly, the Bitcoin standard. I read that book and my life was never the same again, honestly. Since then, I think 1 year later after that, I was like really, really deep into that. I decided I want to spread the gospel of Bitcoin in Lebanon. And that's when I opened or I founded Bitcoin du Liban. And frankly, the second attempt was a successful one. The first time I launched, I think it was in October 2019. حطيت statuses على سكام وقصص اول فوره وش بدي بهالشغله وهيك. So it failed. I locked down the website. I think a few months later, back later like Feb, I really lifted up. I opened a group, I redesigned the website, and I really pushed it forward because there is a huge need for Bitcoin in Lebanon. Unfortunately, many people do not understand what money is, what Bitcoin is, and how the world really works because we've been blinded by so many things. I guess I'll be a short summary for now.
Okay, okay. Thanks, Waisab. نصك حلو كتير ورح نرجع لك شوية بكم شغلة. هلا سارة.
أكيد.
سارة معروفة بسمكتو. تفضلي خبرينا كمان هيك شوية. How did you get into it وليش و.
أنا هديك السنة كان في حدا على ديسكورد عم يحكي عن الإثيريوم. ف I got curious about it وقال إنه you should buy قبل 2020 ف ضليتني عم تابع ال price تاعه وضليتني عم شوف إنه it kept increasing in price.
Okay.
ف this year I decided إنه okay I'm ready to buy و plus كان بدي أحاول طلع مصاري من لبنان فعندي Lebanese card باليورو و I used it on Coinbase ومش الحال قدرت طلع مصاري using my card. وأنا كمان ما كثير بحب البنوك لأنه they gave me trouble هون أنا عايشة بألمانيا أول شيء تلميذة بألمانيا عم بعمل my masters وجاي ب my Lebanese passport وهو Lebanese passport it's ما منيح بالمرة و as of 2020 صرنا blacklisted كمان فكل ما بدأ أمي مثلا تبعت لي مصاري من لبنان قبل الكرايسيس كانوا دايما يعملوا لي random checks و ومين هالشخص عم يبعت لك مصاري وشو بتشتغل وشو بتقرا بي يعني حتى اذا مبالغ صغير يعني عم نحكي مثلا $1000 امي بدها تبعت لي يحققوا بالموضوع ومره كمان one transaction got blocked مع انه we gave them supporting documents فوقتها سالتهم انه ليه عم تعملوا لي blocking لماي transactions انه انا بس تلميذه their answer was انه هولي random فسالتهم طب شو الليمت مثلا اي number triggers her random investigation قالوا لي it's random بس انه I'm pretty sure انه خاصه باللبنانيز passport بس إذا بدنا نفتح هلأ بنك اكاونت بأوروبا بيقعدوا بيسألوك مثلا إذا حتبعت مصاري على لبنان وقدي حتبعت وهاو فريكوينتلي حتبعت ففي كتير restriction on our money إنه مصرياتي وما قادرة أتحكم فيهم مثل ما بدي فبعدين صرت أقول إنه ما بدي أخلي مصرياتي بالبنك بدي يصير أحطهم بالكريبتو كرنسي بس بالأول كان عندي bad image about Bitcoin لأنه كنت أشوف على Reddit في our crypto currency وكانوا دايما يحكوا بالعاطل عن البيتكوين وانه بيتكوين حيفشل و ويحكوا اشياء ما منيحه عنه فبعدين I came across بيتكوين ديليبو وانا على اساس انه خلص بدي بيع ماي بيتكوينز بعد ما يخلص الكراش تاع مارج بس بعدين مارك وكثير ساعدني افهم مور اباوت ات مثلا كان في شيء خاصه بال 51% اتاك انا قريت عرضت انه اني سكند حنا بيعمل 51% attack وبيخلص البيتكوين بس turns out no هيدا منو possible anymore وانه مثلا بيتكوين doesn't pollute أو doesn't waste energy بالعكس it uses wasted energy فبلشت فوت more and more into it وافهم انه عن جد البيتكوين is long term it is coin حتضله unlike other coins اللي حيفشلوا I did venture into some shitcoins وخسرت ندفت مصاري فيهم بالأول مع أنه ماركو كتير نصحني ضد الشيتكوين بس تعلمت وماركو كتير كان مثل كأنه خيال كبير يعني الأغلاط اللي هو فات فيها علمنا إياها كرمال ما نخسر more money وعلمني عن الـ DCA dollar cost averaging فصرت شوي شوي حاول طلع مصاري من لبنان وat the same time استعمل مصرياتي اللي بألمانيا لحطهم بالبيتكوين لأنه إنه in my mind المصاري قاعدين بالبنك they're not doing anything فمايت أزوال حركهم واتخلص من قصة البنك ايه وصرت اعمل ريسيرشنج في شانل على يوتيوب بحبهم كثير اسمه 99 بيتكوينز.
اوكي
عشان بس هو تعرفت على ماركو لانه كان حاط هو بوست على ريدت وجاب سيره 99 بيتكوينز وانا قلت له انه اي ريلي لايك ذس شانل وهي لينكت مي البيتكوين بيلي بوم وصرت بارت اوف ذا كوميونتي و يا وذاتس ات ذاتس ذا ستوري. هي مور اوف انه ماي هيت للبانكس وانه كيف بيعملوا ريستريكشنز علي انا و ان بيتكوين ما في ريستريكشنز لايك ات دازنت ماتر اذا انت الماني لبناني وين ما كان بالعالم دازنت ماتر يو ار ايكوال بالبيتكوين برا بالبانكس يو نوت ايكوال دائما حسب الناشوناليتي. مثلا لو كنت المانيه واسمي اجنبي ما كان حدا كثير فرقت معه قد ما انه المصاري بس ذا فاكت انه لبنانيه البروفايلينج ما بحبوه ان بيتكوين ما في بروفايلينج يور مثل اي حدا ثاني وانت يور ماني از يورز وبتعمل اللي بدك اياه فيه. بالبانكس بعده دائما بيسالوا مين هيدا وليه عم تنقلوا مصاري ومن وين جبتوا المصاري انه حتى از سمول ترانزاكشنز واي دونت لايك ذس. فبحب كثير الفريدم يلي بيتكوين تعطيني اياها و وايه مكفيه فيها لونج تيرم بيتكوين و I've never sold my bitcoin I دائما I hodl them و I I'm still buying و trying to increase the bitcoin amount يلي عندي.
اوكي حلو كتير الشيء اللي حكيت اياه هيك في كم نقطة بدي ارجع لهم بس هلا تنكفي مع محمد يلا تفضل محمد.
اوكي hello guys so my name is Muhammad I've actually been in the Bitcoin Tulip On group for a while and maybe a few months by now, more than a few months. You know, clearly from the start, I have to say is I lack a lot of the education around Bitcoin. Now, you're probably wondering how I got into it at first. Well, for me, it was actually a different perspective from the other two participants here. For me, it was gaming. And so I used to play a game online, and through that game, I actually managed to make money. So money on that game was stored in certain items, or some items carried value inside the game, or even accounts. And this game is actually called RuneScape. Maybe some of the listeners know about it. I know I met a few people that deal with Bitcoin in Lebanon and use it as a means of, you know, transferring some money as well from the same community or the same game. And so that's how it started out for me, really. I did not know the value of Bitcoin. And I'm talking here maybe 5 years ago, definitely around that time frame. Like 5 years ago is when I got into it. But again, I did not know the value of Bitcoin. What I did know is it was saving me on transaction fees. So instead of withdrawing all my money through Western Union in 2-3 payments, because sometimes you know, it takes you a few days to get some money from the game I played. It would take you, like you could add up all that money in Bitcoin and then withdraw it all at once and you save yourself some fees. And that's really how I first started out with Bitcoin. And I found out you could purchase stuff with Bitcoin, especially online services like website hosting. And there are illegal stuff, I'll be honest. But everybody knows that at this point. And Bitcoin isn't really the key to the dark web or how everyone has a really bad view on it. Marco said something early on in the group, like you can do that with dollars or cash currency. So that's been basically my start with Bitcoin. And recently I started investing after I joined Bitcoin to the bond and, you know, started exploring my options because, you know, I was sitting on some money or some savings really. Mm-hmm. And I figured, why not put them into Bitcoin? I mean, I've used it before, it's reliable. I've never really lost any money or had it stolen from my wallet. And so I knew it was secure, and I started putting money into it without really seeing it going up or down. But I was fine with that. And I did see it going up in the short term, but I'll be honest, like I did not see this happening. The price booming to 20K, you know, today we hit a new all-time high. And regarding one last thing, actually, trading. I did try that as of recent. And let's just say I made some money at the beginning, okay? Mainly from Bitcoin and a few shit coins, like Ethereum. And then, what do you know, the day I go, I actually went with a big sum of money inside a shit coin, and it dropped the same day, and I definitely learned my lesson there. I can see Marco's laughing, and yeah, so that's the tough lesson to learn, but I guess if you don't make the mistake, you don't learn.
Oh, yeah, I would so agree on really that, like definitively.
Okay, thank you, Muhammad. حلو هيك حبيت إنه كيف نريمي كيف وصلت له هيك أول مرة بسمع هيك. Okay, ترجع على مرسال. حكيت إنه أنت تعرفت على البيتكوين أو إنه تعرفت مظبوط على البيتكوين من وراء كتاب سيف الدين. By the way, سيف الدين أنا بحبه كتير, he's my friend, used to be my professor. وكل حدا عم بسمعنا بده يتعرف على البيتكوين, check his website saifuddin.com. Buy his book or كل شيء. بس كمان مارسيل بما إنه أنت بيتكوين preacher وبيتكوين ديليبر هيك, شو بتنصح العالم as بيتكوين sources يعني غير سيفتين, شو في عندك أو أنت شو تعرف؟
You know what? The best thing أو الشغلة أنا بنصح كل العالم ما يفكروا بالبيتكوين صراحة. يفوتوا بال basic understanding of money. مش economics, مش history advanced or شهيك deeply. Start with the very basics, أبسط شكل بحياتك. ما أنت كل يوم عم تستعمل هيدا المصاري اللي بإيدك وما بتعرف اللي عندهم قيمة ومنين جاي قيمة وكيف عم يشتغلوا. Just do that. بس اسأل حالك, اسأل اللي حواليك و simple Google, you know, what gives money value or gold, why it has value and how can I store it for a long time around us. ما تفوت تفاصيل منك بهجة. أنا pharmacist, I have nothing to do with economics before and now I'm very obsessed with it because it's pretty much simple when you understand the basics of money. And just all you have to do is have the realization of human value, which is you and your time. Once you grasp that هالفكرة إنه أهم شيء بالحياة هو وقتك وحياتك واللي حواليك, you will understand the قيمة مصاري وشو بيعت القيمة وكيف وين عم يجي هيدا ال value of it. Once you understand that concept, I think the Bitcoin itself will come as natural as walking from crawling and standing up. So I would say you are reborn once you understand. But to reach Bitcoin, which is basically running, you have to go through the phases of crawling, sitting on your butt, crawling and walking and then running. That's how I would say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So أنت ما في عندك مثلا هيك شيء معين. Okay, يمكن هلا السامعين اليوم يفوتوا على bitcoin.org في information هني. بس شو في شيء ممكن أنت تعطينا إياه؟ هيك شيء أو maybe podcast, maybe ebook, maybe an article.
هيك حيال الله
شيء that comes to your mind.
أول واحد يسأل. أنا لاحظت إن في كتير عالم خاصة الجيل الجديد ما لهم جلد to read. أبداً. they want content to be below 20 seconds and to deliver the message as much as possible. هلا unfortunately you cannot explain anything in less than 20 seconds. However, إذا ما لك جلد تقرا which you get sleepy, I would highly recommend as a number one source, it's Guys One. From Audible, the guy with very cool accent, by the way, he like really Californian accent. He explains or reads every material on Bitcoin there is. So he has like 300 something podcasts, and every single podcast is reading material concerning Bitcoin. If it's the latest article, if it's the latest news, it's the best stuff. He picks it and he reads it for you. So all you have to do is just plug your headset, spend 20 minutes per your day, whatever, choose to listen to it. Not some people, not all people can, but you learn it eventually. And he will read it for you. And he has like sometimes, he explains everything in detail. So he will literally spoon feed you the knowledge. And I think that's one of the best ways to start, because إذا بشات ألمن هيك investors وهيدول ولا هتوجع راسك هتوجع قلبك وهتخاف منها. Don't be afraid. Start simple.
Okay.
Guys one.
Okay. So guys one, guys, you can check him out. هلا عن سارة كمان في شيء يمنشد بالشيء اللي حكيتيه قبل شوية إنه قصة مثلا البنك الألماني ما بده يعرف عنك معلومات أو whatever. هلا هو في reason لهالموضوع بخاف من فكرة تهريب المصاري، فكرة التيروريزم، كل هالقصص. كل ما حدا يحكينا أحكي مع حدا عن البيتكوين، خاصة حدا جديد بيقول لي مثلاً البيتكوين واحد بيخاف إنه ممكن يستعمل for crimes، ممكن يستعمل for whatever reason. سو أنت برأيك اليوم عنا البيتكوين شو أفضل من أنت اليوم يعني بتأين فكرة الفريدم to send money wherever you are to whomever يعني or يكون في security حد يحميك من هذا free flow of money شو كيف بتجاوب على السؤال بس حدا يسألك
I believe in Bitcoin you can have both you can have like security protection but at the same time freedom لأنه بيتكوين أول شيء is very secure ما فيك مثلاً 51% attack اللي حكيت عنه it cannot happen فما في ولا شيء يوقف البيتكوين network إلا إذا الإنترنت suddenly disappeared وتاني شيء إذا حدا ما في يستعمل يحافظ على النيمونيك phrase مثلاً تعيده يعرف how to hide it أو how to store it then you're secure ما في حدا يفوت على ال cold wallet تعيدك if I really think it gives security, we don't have to be a computer scientist or كون كتير tech advanced to know how to use the wallet. كتير straightforward, step by step, بعلمو كيف تستعمله وبينصحوك فيه وما في difficult words. فأنا بحس the average person في يكون secure بالبيتكوين. المشكلة مثل ما قال مارسيل إنه people are lazy وما لهم خلق يقروا ولا شيء. يعني حتى small paragraph ما لهم خلق يقروا. For maybe for the future, as it's going to be mass adoption of Bitcoin, أنا ما إنه third parties, مثلاً maybe to save the wallet تاعتك أو the code تاعتك, لأنه the average human, as you said, lazy وما كتير بيعرف يتحمل مسؤولية. People مثلاً كتير بنسمع قصص ضاعوا my bitcoins أو نزلت I torrented something وكان قلبه malware و I got hacked. So maybe for the future, a third party would be helpful. But definitely by itself, as a self, more global awareness, if someone to store the Bitcoin, then it's 100% secure. As a few banks aren't secure, كتير بسمع online banks, مثلا suddenly they block your account. مش بس للناس العرب كمان للinternational people. كتير قريت قصص عن Revolut ما فزت بتعرفوا it's an online bank. في Revolut وفي N26 they're extremely famous نيناتون و they're notorious and they block your account out of nowhere they're online it's not like you can go على البنك hey وين مصرياتي اللي عاملين لي blocks واللي صار بلبنان كمان البانكس they blocked our money that's not very secure keeping the money بالبنك so definitely
هلا يعني انت عم تحكي بمنطلق شخص مثلي ومثلك ومثل محمد ومارسل انه we believe in freedom we believe in liberty وكل هالقصص بس اليوم يمكن يجي واحد يقول لك انه your bank account is freezing your money but they are also freezing the money of the terrorists so هذا هو السؤال اللي عطيك تسأل انت برايك يعني من اي من freedom to have a choice over your money more than to have safety of the society
and I think Heidel phrase is a lie terrorist organization. They're dealing with their money freely. As a she, كتير في scandals in Almania, كتير. Money laundry, the biggest institutions, Deutsche Bank, for example, ما was اسمعته, كان a massive money laundry scandal. يحن, they're dealing with their money. And all the restrictions, بس بيعملون على the average human being. Terrorists, ما بيعملوا عليهم ولا شيء, in my opinion. Yeah, they're just bullying me, أنا a student, or the average employee.
Exactly. Okay, thank you, Sam. Muhammad, بدي عندي سؤال لك. هل أنت عايش في لبنان؟ شو رأيك بيتكون adoption بلبنان؟ يعني كيف عم تحس العالم؟ مش عم نحكي عن بيتكون دولي بانجر، عم نحكي your own environment and surrounding. شو رأيهم بالموضوع؟
Okay. Well, that's actually a very tough question to answer, but like just looking around you, and I'm not trying to be judgmental, like the average person doesn't really know anything about Bitcoin in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And the moment you try to explain to them or tell them that it's, you know, a currency that's stored on the internet, that's when they get really, really scared and afraid. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And I try to explain Bitcoin to my family, or basically my father, and, you know, giving him a comparison between gold and Bitcoin and how it is a meaningful store of value. Well, my dad's argument is, where is it? I can't touch it. And I think a lot of Lebanese will probably have the same mentality, although I think the younger generation is more likely to jump in. The older generation that still is, you know, believing in banks after everything that has been done to us in the past year and a half, they're hard to get to, and to really, you know, you can't really serve Bitcoin on a silver platter. You, like Marcel said earlier, you need to have some education about it. You know, I think the most important thing is security. When you are starting off with Bitcoin, you need to have a very good understanding of how to secure your funds, because I think most of us agree here that Bitcoin is like a long-term investment, and you definitely want to store it safely during that longer period of time.
I agree. So, برأيك أنا ما في كتير عالم حوالك بيعرفوا بالبيتكوين أو they even have some, ما في كتير بلبنان.
Not really. And I think the major problem with that of adoption is, even before now, I don't want to say right now because we're sanctioned and we don't have access to credit cards. But even before, like, from my understanding, you could not buy Bitcoin online in Lebanon. And I think that's the major, like, that's the major problem in Lebanon. Because we again, like, Lebanon is far from online shopping, but they did reach a point where things are readily available online and you can purchase them. But Bitcoin is not one of those things. And, you know, you hear about it, it's a peer-to-peer market in Lebanon. So I think that's one of the barriers, one of the major barriers of people not getting into it.
Okay, I agree. Thank you. هلا تنرجع لمارسيل. مارسيل, انت بتكون دولي بون هي. بيجي واحد بيقول لك, okay, you are preaching about Bitcoin وكل هالقصص. هلا بعرف انت انه Bitcoin هي for the individual sovereignty وكل هالقصص. بس يمكن يجي واحد يقول لك, كيف بدكم بحللنا مشاكلنا بلبنان؟ يعني نحن لبنانية عندنا مشاكل, ما عندنا اشكال, عندنا ما اعرف شو, ما اعرف شو. كيف بدكم بيدخل بصدر الموضوع؟
ما في ترجع تعيد السؤال؟ I got disconnected somehow.
No problem. بتعمل لك انه
بسمعتك.
No problem. كتاب لك انه انت ببيتكم في ليبون بعرف انه you focus on the individual انه اذا انت استضافت اليوم على بيتكم في ليبون you help me with bitcoin and it's good for me on the individual level. بس يمكن يجي واحد يسألك how does it fix problems. نحن اليوم كلبنانية عندنا كتير مشاكل مثل ما في كهرباء وفي ما بعرف شو ما بعرف شو. How does Bitcoin fix those problems? Do you think it can fix them as a we have a mass adoption somehow later in the future?
Okay, so I will start by saying this. You have to understand, لنسبة لإلي, that's my point of view. What's the root cause of our problem, or generally the problem that's happening حوالينا? From a Bitcoin perspective, نحن we strongly believe that the root cause of the problems مشاكل بالعالم it's from fiat currency. The fiat currency, basically what it means is a government-controlled money, let's say, that's backed only by the government and the trust in the government itself. ونحن نعرف أنه the government is people, you and me. هلا most of us, we are good people, let's say. Majority of people, بدهم منيح وبدهم مصلحة الكل. But it's enough that few percent or few people inside the community or the sulta, let's say, is America or Lebanon or where can, ma wafd wasa Lebanon, has this ultimate power of creating unlimited resource of energy, the whole money, let's be la'ilo, to spend on whatever they feel it's correct, creates corruptions, and creates a divergence from the truth, let's say. So what I mean by that is that هن بنقوا شو بالنسبة لإله مصلحتهم أحسن. Usually a person is تعطيك اختيار يعني to choose what you're supposed to do, you always look something for from your perspective, not from the global perspective. So what I'm trying to say is that نحن as a Lebanese or me من كان حتى globally speaking, yeah, not just concentrating على Lebanon. Once we start using a hard currency or sound money like Bitcoin, Bitcoin is the best money right now. But it doesn't, because gold is sound and hard currency. It could be gold, it could be any other hard currency. Mm-hmm. Luckily, Bitcoin is its currency right now. So what we need is the fight to feed that corruption, which feed itself by using free money that they have access, which is unlimited access for them. Mm-hmm. So once you stop that, you force everyone into production, into being productivity and being a good part of the society, you will fight this corruption. You will balance everything properly. Most of the Bitcoiners, they see that that the problem is the fiat currency that we use, which is dollar even. If it's Lebanon, if it's euro, all that money has no support except the government itself.
Okay, okay. Herbert Mantulo. Okay, to move on to Sarah. Sarah, you said you are a student living abroad. How did Bitcoin help you? I think you mentioned it a little bit, but I wanted to ask you an elaboration. How did it help you Bitcoin as a student, Lebanese, living abroad, to be able to manage your life and all those things? How did it help you? And maybe you can give a advice, because today there are مثلك عايشين بفرنسا بألمانيا بكندا هيك they are young وأهلهم يبعثوا لهم مصاري أو هن بيبعثوا لهم مصاري. فيك تخبرينا كيف هيك بيساعد بدكم بهالموضوع خاصة لشخص لبناني؟
هو البيتكوين in one way يساعدني أعرف more about how to manage my own money, if that makes sense, وعلمني more إنه more about economics, for example, and what that food with Bitcoin isn't command to the basics behind it, what's it fiat money or المشاكل ورا الفيات ماني. هلا انا كتلميذه عم بشتغل هون بالمانيا عم بقدر اطلع my own money. انا I'm in the Bitcoin for the long term, مش for the short term. Short term عم طلع مصريات عائلتي من لبنان, ف this is helping. So I'm in it for the long term. لأنه بخاف بخاف من ال 9 to 5 routine أو الراتريز. Yeah, بس أنا بحس للطلاب الباقيين it would اللي ما عندهم شغل for example اللي ما قادرين to support their own themselves كتير بنصح أهليتهم مثلاً يشتروا لهم بيتكوين ويبعثوا لهم يومين ل wherever they're living برا مثلاً فرنسا whatever بعدين فين يعملوا peer to peer transaction for example فين يعملوا بلبنان peer to peer transaction يشتروا البيتكوين ويبعثون لأولادهم. أنا كتير قريت قصص بتزعل إنه some students got deported من countries اللي هني فيها لأنه they cannot afford السكن, they can't afford the tuition anymore. ف this would definitely help كتير التلاميذ اللي عايشين برا given إنه ما فينا الأهل ما فين يبعثوا مصاري لأولادهم. فكتير بنصح التلاميذ كلهم أو إذا في ناس لبنانية عم يشتغلوا برا بدهم كمان يعطوا مصاري لأهلاتهم بيتكوين is the way to go. خاصة الفريش bank account you cannot trust it anymore. كتير سمعت some of the people are getting blocked من الفريش bank account. فdefinitely Lebanese abroad كتير بيستفيدوا from the Bitcoin whether they're working or whether they're students. Yeah.
Okay. محمد بدي أسألك اليوم إيش حدا عندك هيك who trusts you a lot من رفقاتك أو يمكن خيك الصغير أو whatever قال لك بدي فوت بالبيتكوين وأنت since you are هلا OG يعني معناته عندك OG بيتكوينر what is the first advice you give them شو ما يعملوا شو لازم يعملوا هيك
okay I would tell them to stop right there do you have an idea of what Bitcoin is and like it's fine if they're purchasing it and they don't really have like a clear understanding of what it is. My advice to someone who's like, I want to say, who's nagging over your head or is like, is sure he wants to buy Bitcoin. Okay. I would start him off with like $50, okay? Don't pay more than $50 for your first purchase, maybe $20. You know, have an understanding from there on of like, you know, seeing it in your wallet, setting up your wallet, setting up your security. And then I would definitely advise them something that I haven't really applied to my life yet. Maybe because I don't work, I'm also a student.
Okay.
Which is dollar cost averaging. And like, clearly I would tell this person, don't put all your money right now because Bitcoin is volatile. And you know, today we're looking at the chart you have on your screen. We see that it jumped over $1,000 in price. It could do the same thing downwards. So, dollar cost averaging for the common listener who's probably listening to this later, they need to know that dollar cost averaging is actually a simple equation. You buy when it dips for a while. So every week, if you have a schedule every week, you're buying Bitcoin. Okay, the week it drops, you buy some more. The week it jumps up, you buy less. And so that's my understanding of dollar cost averaging. They definitely need to imply that instead of going all in, because when you go all in and especially you don't have the foundation or you don't know the risks, you know, there are risks involved. If you don't know any of that, then you are basically asking for trouble.
Okay. Thank you. هلا تقعد تقول إنه رحت له إنه يفوت على بيتكوين دي ليبان بس ما قلت. Okay, so هلا رح يكون آخر سؤال.
Let me can I.
Can I
jump in with Muhammad said something very important and actually part of what Sarah was saying there's something very important DCA. People ما يمكن مش مركزي. أول شيء هني نبلش هيك. إذا حدا سألنا if I should invest in Bitcoin, don't invest in Bitcoin. عن جد. قبل ما تفهم شو هو البيتكوين at least هيك نقزة صغيرة don't invest لأنه Bitcoin is not an investment من آخر. هيدي عربي مش عارف بحها. It's not an investment, it's a savings account. This بلقلنا وموسو بيتكوينرز. يعني اليوم بلا ما تحط $1 فوق لبنان على دولار تحطه بالخزنة لأنه أيام سودا تحطه بالبيتكوين. صحيح البيتكوين is very volatile. بس 99% حتى 100% as of today يبقى ساعة بتغير هيدا الشيء. It's an uptrend. So anything you put 5-10 years from now, you'll be fine. So إذا أنت عم تفكر تحط مصاري لتربح بكرة, no, it's a gamble. You will probably lose money. أنا بيت تقريبا 200 أكثر شيء 800 days in the most of my money were gone below 50%. So why do we recommend DCA? Okay, who a dollar cost average? Because as we said, Bitcoin is volatile, but it's always uptrend. It has its spikes up and spikes down. Once you do that, you negate or avoid those spikes up. You always end up having more than buying as a bulk if you do it regularly despite the price. إذا أنت حطيت ببالك حط كل أسبوع بدك حط تشتري $20 أحسن لك أحسن ما تشتري مثلا بعد أربع شهور $400 أو $500 أو whatever فدرت الناس بيقولوا طب أنا كيف بدي أجيب $20 it takes some discipline recommend to hold on exchange but that's one of the ways and every week regularly similar day similar time buy me dollars and you'll be fine. هلا أكيد بيتكوين takes a lot of discipline. It's very important that track. So what are you doing? لأنه في a lot of security issues. Like people are getting hacked, and it's very important that تعرفوا إنه it's people who are getting hacked, not Bitcoin. Bitcoin شيء مستحيل اللي ينعمل هاك مثل ما صار على إنه زمانات it was able. I'm not thinking she 5-6 years ago. But the energy or the security of the Bitcoin network. It's comparable to biggest nations in the world right now. واحد ما بتخيل أدل strength of Bitcoin network it has, other than social, has the pure energy supporting it, which no government, ولا United States, ولا China can do it. If someone wants to try on Bitcoin, they might do it in some country, and but there will be 1,001 ways to bypass that, Charlie. To stop it, you would have to prevent one Bitcoin transaction. And that still wouldn't make you stop transacting because you can use satellites to do it. Bilmana is unstoppable by this time. And it's something that can save you for the future. If it's not for you, it's for your family, for your children and your grandchildren. لهالدرجة بدك تفكر لقدام. ما عادش بقى نفكر بطريقة انه كيف اليوم بدي اشتري هذا التليفون الجديد لانه it's useless, it's a waste of money. Don't be splurging عيشة بلا طعم. Think of your future, then you can enjoy it later on.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Rant.
Marco, thank you. I believe هذا الكونسبت اللي عم تحكي عنه هو معروف بالإيكونومكس as time preference. So
exactly.
So Bitcoin tends to lower your time preference. وهذا شيء منيح for civilization, for development. The more Bitcoiners we have, the better society we have. بس إنه هذا موضوع لغير مرة.
exactly.
هلا هيك تنختم بآخر سؤال. تعرف البودكاست تبع اسمه ألم هو يعني السيتادل وشوي هذا الاسم هيك جاي من فكرة الكتاب بحبه كتير هو Sovereign Individual so اللي ما بعرف ليه قريه ولا مش قريه بس هيك حاطي شوية ريزومي عن الكتاب انه هو basically بخبرنا انه through information age through digital age حيصير في عنا مش sovereign nations sovereign individuals يعني كل شخص حيكون عنده حرية يعمل اللي بده إياه over the internet وهذا الشغلة اللي قلتها صار it doesn't matter if you are white or black لبناني أو ألماني أو whatever you will work on the internet no one cares who you are so sovereign individual فكرة السيتادل and القلعة how does it fit how does Bitcoin fit into this narrative ما بعرف إذا حتقدر تجيبوني على السؤال شوي هيك out of the blue بس رح بلش معك سمرسل
Okay, luckily I read the book. You know, as being proud Bitcoiner, I think it's a you have set of books that you have to read. One of them is Sovereign Individual, and I would recommend if you add to the material. هلا إن سألت أبهد السؤال. But for the most advanced people who want to dive in, I would recommend Software Individual and The Price of Tomorrow. Hala, also Software Individual. The only way for you to be truly independent, or as a person, or as a nation even, is when you gain self-sovereignty or independence. How can you gain self-independence? By having something and having an ownership for yourself. بس واحد بيقول طيب انا I'm owning my home, or I'm owning the land, or I'm owning the car, or whatever you have. But if you think about it, Anjad, شوي اكثر, بتلاقي انه you don't own anything. لانه the government is the one who supports that claim. So حيلا لحظة بيجي government changes, و بيجي شي totalitarian government, بيقول لك لا, بيتك بطل لإلك, صار لإلنا. أرض بطل لإلك, صار to us. You don't own a car and it's not yours. بطلوا لإلك, صاروا لإلنا. Especially we're going to be seeing this most likely in the future. بس نشوف digital currency like the بنوك عم يعملوا حلا, which has nothing to do with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, only cryptocurrency اللي بقين مش معلوم طعمه. What Bitcoin provides us for the first time in humanity, which we have, is something that you can own and no one can take it away from you. Gold, just to give you a small example, why do we have jewelry? Jewelry is not because it's pretty and we wear gold. Because من زمانات إذا بدك تتحرك, you needed to wear the gold on yourself. So that was storing your gold on you. It's not because you want to look pretty or shiny on your neck or I eat that or whatever. Mm-hmm. No. No, but the cut of a halak let's call you on mark. Unfortunately, goals, you have to use it to get it. Bitcoin, it's impossible. Once you remember a secret phrase or code, that's the most important, it's a key for you. It allows you to access the whole of available Bitcoin, let's say, a permission. So basically, for the first time in humanity, you can own something that no one is able to take it away from you, creating a sovereign individual, which is an independent person. Only after, you know, probably trying to kill you or whatever. But even then, even after that, it's impossible to receive that from you, which is beautiful.
Awesome. يعني جواب حلو كتير و I agree 100%. سارة, يعني يمكن مرسان جاوب منيح على السؤال. فيك تعطي كمان هيك جواب يمكن يكون نفس الشيء, يمكن يكون your own individual experience. خبرينا كيف Bitcoin fits into your individual sovereignty goals إذا عندك هالgoal.
يا أنا حزيت علي اللي قاله مارسيل. حكيت لمارسيل بهالموضوع في شيء هلأ نحن we're heading towards socialism في العالم كله. وbasically the government wants to own everything. وال 1% أو 0.1% elite هن they will own the wealth. والaverage person will own nothing. وslowly with corona, corona is helping this happen. هلا China is already gonna release their own digital currency. كمان ما يصير في cash transaction. This way they can control everything. عم بيصير. و you're being monitored. And I'm very big on cyber security و online privacy. وانه الشخص يكون عنده their own independence. ما يكون كل وقت the government is watching your every single move. I really think Bitcoin is the key ضد كل هالشيء اللي عم بيصير. مثل ما قال مارسيل, like the government can take ما البنك مثل البنوك, if they can block me, they can take your houses, أي شيء. بس بيتكوين they're mine, and the government ما خاصة فيهم. فبيتكوين is like مثل an army against the dark future that we're going into. ف I really feel إنه أي حدا بده عن جد to break free من ال control تاع ال government وتاع ال banks وتاع the system as a whole. You food into Bitcoin, and in the end, the future looks a bit scary. A bit the news we're going into more monopolies. مثل مثلا بأمريكا كنت عم بقرأ إنه هول البليونيرز اللي كان بليونير بأمريكا هن اللي بيتحكموا بكل البوليتكس وبالإيكونومكس وبالبزنس. فا Slowly, stuff are slipping in our fingers, or certain people are controlling everything. But no, this shouldn't be accepted. كيف صار هالشي normal? كيف صار normal? The government tariff everything about us, who track us, who use us. نحنا صرنا the product in this world with كل ال data mining. Will governments using our data to sell us stuff? Yeah, Bitcoin is the way to go to be independent. Little الكتاب تاع George Orwell, 1984. We're heading towards that. We should fight this through Bitcoin, through owning our own money. وتعبنا. Yeah.
Nice. كمان I couldn't agree with you more. وهيك حس شوي إنه بستغرب بس يكون في شيء عندك obvious مثل البيتكوين. It's so obvious yet so silent نفس الوقت. So yes, thank you for that. Muhammad, شو رأيك بالموضوع؟
Well, I haven't read these books. Yeah, it's fine. But I do believe in the concept of Bitcoin giving you the freedom. And I'm gonna maybe touch up on one thing. That's being able to transfer your money. Like, let's be honest, Lebanon is currently sanctioned, whether it be for politics or whatever other reasons, you know, even if our banks have gone fully corrupt, backed by the government, you cannot receive a transfer from outside. And that's crazy. So I believe that with Bitcoin, it's something that you really own and something you have fully control of. Now, there is some sketchy stuff, you know, where exchanges, or I've recently heard that exchanges tag your Bitcoin, and, you know, this kind of beats the purpose of maybe privacy, you not wanting people to know about your transactions, how you're receiving your Bitcoin, from who. That's definitely something to think about. But I definitely think Bitcoin is the only thing that you don't see that you truly own. Whereas, like Marco was saying, materially, you don't really own it. It's really temporary. And one day, you know, you can have an organization knocking at your door, telling you this is not yours, or this policy grants it ours. So I think, you know, material in some ways, investing in material wealth or whatever is not really yours, but Bitcoin in the longer term is definitely yours. It's something you know, if you store it properly, it's yours for the long run.
I agree. فهلا thank you all guys. لكل حدا بحب هيك يعطينا his final thought فيكم. ما بعرف هيك مارسيل عندك شيء هيك final thought you want to say and بأي كمان.
Sure. Guys, we are all there waiting for you to join us. وما تخافوا it's all about education, simple as that. It starts with to understand how the world works. You don't have to invest in Bitcoin or buy Bitcoin, but at least what you can do for yourself is invest in yourself by understanding what's happening around us and how to secure yourself for your future. صحيح نحن most of Lebanese and نحن we lost a lot of money. Yeah, even as of today, they over 70% of our accounts, which is the Loras, are gone, and our money is inflating by the big and we home. But once you understand what's going on, you will try to protect yourself. And it doesn't have to be Bitcoin if you don't see it that way. But at least and talk to us. Let's discuss our future all together.
Okay, thanks, Marco. That's it.
It's good. I'm good. That'll be my closing point.
Okay, deal. Sarah, come in if you have any final point.
بدي بس أقول للعالم إنه مش ضروري يكونوا غنية ليشتروا بيتكوين. هني بشوفوا $20,000 بيقولوا أوف إتس ماتش. فإنه فيك تشتري $5 بيتكوين، $10. هي الساتوشي يعني 1 بيتكوين بيساوي مليون ساتوشي. مليون ولا
100 مليون؟
100 مليون، yeah. So مش ضروري تطلعوا على the big number واللي هي ال 1 بيتكوين. و I know people بلشوا من $20 و they were able to grow their money by day trading or swing trading. بس هيدي بعدين وقت حدا يصير يفهم more about trading ويفهم more about Bitcoin. بس definitely أي حدا I recommend even so أنا I'm just a student who I come from a middle class family I learned about Bitcoin وفتت فيها للبيتكوين. ف anyone can go into it. You don't have to be rich. We start small. بلش شوي 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 ودايما watch the markets. Try to understand the trends. وما تسمعوا كتير يوتيوب أو تويتر وخدوا بس filter out stuff يعني think about في كتير أشياء Bitcoin 1 million next week or whatever. yeah, في a very famous quote by Warren Buffett واللي هي إنه be fearful while others are greedy, be greedy while others are fearful. فمش هيك وقت Bitcoin 20,000 don't put more than you can afford to use. وهو really it's a patient game. اللي بيصبر واللي can control their emotions هن they will win in the end. And many people sold بمارش when Bitcoin crashed وطلع هلا 20K. Definitely be patient needed for the long term.
Okay, thanks Sarah. وحبيت شغلة قلتيها انه Bitcoin حيالله حدا if you are middle class, if you are whatever, it's the money of the people. ما أنا مثل البوم تبع dot-com boom of the 90s اللي هي بس a few elites قدروا يفوتوا بالأول عليها. هذا if you have a smartphone, if you have حيالله شيء. حتى if your country banned it, you can peer-to-peer مثل عنا بلبنان. So حيالله 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 حدا في فوق البيتكوين بحيالله amount. So هذه الشغلة كتير مهمة. محمد كمان final thoughts.
Final thoughts. بدي شدد كل اللي ما بيعرف شيء عن بيتكوين أو بيعرف you know to join us at Bitcoin Dilibon. The chat is always very welcoming and like the purpose is education and so everyone's welcome there. No one is asked anything. You know, just have to be Lebanese because it is you know for the Lebanese community. And one final thought really is, I'm going to say something opposing Sarah's thought. Stay away from trading, especially if you've never dealt with it before. And I'm not saying this because I lost a lot of money. I'm saying this because you really need to have a lot of experience. And you don't just jump in like that. Like, yeah, you can make some money, but it is in a way very much like gambling if you don't know much about it. And like Lebanese ma shi tahammalu shi darbi inno, so don't do it, you know. If you want, you know, put some money into Bitcoin, but stay away from trading and exchanges in general.
And shit coins.
Stay away from shit coins.
Okay. Thank you, guys. This is probably going to be the second episode of our podcast. حيكون في episodes غير عن Bitcoin ويمكن أرجع أحكيكم individually لغير أساس. We stay in contact. I agree with Muhammad. You know, I experienced it firsthand. Bitcoin Dilibon كتير مهم لكل حدا لبناني جديد أو مش جديد يفوت على هيدا space. اليوم نهار كتير كبير للبيتكوين و surpassed 20k so congratulations for that. That's it for us today. في كمان عنا ماركو اليوم محضر at 9 p.m. هيك gathering لكل البيتكوينرز on Zoom as well. So at 9 p.m. سارة ومحمد كمان join us. Thank you again. This is it for
thank you.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Great chatting with the guys.
Merci لكم.
Likewise.
Thank you. Thank you لكل السمعوا. All right. نشوفكم بالحلقة الجاية. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.